Know what?
Know what?
Milnut has a brand new label and a new low price.
Milnut?
Milnut.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. Wonderful being back in the air for CBS and specifically for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Today, our guests are two of the hottest brothers since Cain and Abel. The boys who call themselves Don and Phil, the Everly Lads, from Nashville, Tennessee, and point south, east, north, and west, because they're great national favorites now with a big hit record on their label called Cadence. You've probably heard your local disc jockeys play frequently a song called Bye Bye Love. We're very pleased indeed to have these two fine, fresh new talents come into our studio today so that you could meet them and so that you could listen to their record. Now, before we meet Don and Phil, let's listen to a record done by Patsy Cline, a little girl who records for Decca, was first exposed to the American public by virtue of her victories in the Arthur Godfrey Show. Since then, she has been signed by Decca, has made a couple of good hits, and this is the most notable. A new one called Today, Tomorrow, and Forever.
Would I cry if we'd ever part? Today, tomorrow, and forever. 'Cause if you weren't there to share my love, who cares if the sky should fall? For anyone can see how much you mean to me.
Y'all's got a great little sound, all right. Patsy Cline with Today, Tomorrow, and Forever. Oh, what a perfect lead-in to be sneaky and talk about Wrigley Spearmint. Today, Tomorrow, and Forever. That's when we want you to enjoy the product that we like so much. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, because today, of course, it's wonderful. Tomorrow, you'll like it just as much. And that'll go on forever, I can assure you, because it's been going on forever, ever since the Wrigley folks first started making swell Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now, if you haven't enjoyed it today yet, why don't you make certain that you get it today and don't wait until tomorrow, because it's a swell product that you'll always enjoy eating between meals or after meals. Now, I specify between meals because I know a lot of you mothers are hard put to give the youngsters something that won't spoil their appetites. And you know little growing kids have always got sort of the hunger pangs and pains. And when they come running into the kitchen and asking you for something that might spoil their appetite later in the evening or in the noon, Why don't you sort of pacify them by giving them Wrigley Spearmint? It's a product I know that they'll like and that you'll enjoy giving to them because it's pure, it's wholesome, delicious. And it's good for them because it keeps those little teeth clean and attractive, exercises their gums. And, of course, for you oldsters, Wrigley Spearmint is swell because it aids digestion. So you remember to get the product today, tomorrow, and forever. And we'll love you for it. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Before we go any farther and present our two guests today, I want to say congratulations, be you Republican or Democrat, to Grandpa Harry Truman down in Independence, Missouri. I don't know if the ex-president is listening to us or not, but I do know that this could probably be the grandfather of all times. So let's salute Harry as he became a granddaddy early today. And congratulations, of course, to Margaret. And I say this has nothing to do with party politics. This just has to do with the fact that I can imagine anybody in the world that's going to be a more apt pupil for grandfatherhood than the ex-president of the United States. I can just see him now bubbling with delight when he sees that little red-faced youngster who will now call him Grandpa. So congratulations, of course, not only to Margaret, but to mothers everywhere, today, tomorrow, and forever. Phil and Don, I hope you don't mind this.
Not at all.
But we're certainly glad to welcome the Everly brothers, Don and Phil, ages 20 and 18, who now own one of the nation's top records on cadence. These boys, of course, travel quite a bit, but I think maybe my first question should be to you, Don. Which city do you actually consider home?
Well, I consider Nashville, Tennessee, our home.
Were you boys born and raised down there?
We were born about 90 miles from Nashville in the state of Kentucky, a little bitty town, but...
Yes.
We consider Nashville our home.
Well, now your parents are up around the Chicagoland area, aren't they?
That's right. They're living in Hammond, Indiana right now.
Mm-hmm. Phil, how about your formal education? Did you and Don go to high school down there in the Memphis area?
No, we went in Knoxville and Nashville. Don graduated a couple of years ago, and finally, after 3 years of fighting summer school, I got out last summer.
Fighting summer school? Why do you say that?
Well, I don't know. It just seemed like a continuous thing. Going all the time.
Yeah.
But it was necessary.
Well, has it been a hardship for you boys to maintain your formal education and at the same time do the live appearances and performances you've been doing down there south of the Mason-Dixon line?
Sometimes it gets a little difficult, but all in all, it's music and we like it just as well, you know?
Sure. How do you account for your great love for music and country and western music, Don? How did it begin for you?
Well, my mother and father had worked in the business for just an awful long time. And they started us out when Phil was 6 and I was 8 years old. We started some early morning programs on some local radio stations.
Down there in Tennessee?
In Tennessee, well, in Kentucky.
And well, now you say Daddy and Mother were also in show business. In what phase of show business were they in?
Well, they were in the same phase that Philip and I have been in, the country music.
Uh-huh. Both you boys play guitar, Phil?
That's right. Both of us play.
Did you have formal education for your guitar work, or is it something you just picked up from Daddy?
Our father taught us, and he's quite a guitar player himself.
Uh-huh. What about their career now? Have you sort of put them to shame, your fantastic success on this Bye Bye Love record?
Well, no, not really, because all the success we've got, it's due to them.
Well, it's a wonderful attitude to have. Are they still actively professional in the business?
Not now. They're both becoming DJs.
Disc jockeys?
That's right.
Well, that's wonderful. I better look out for the competition, huh? Now, Don, Bye Bye Love is a song that belongs to the Acuff Rose publishing firm down there. Where did they get this material? Do you recall or do you know the story behind Bye Bye Love?
Well, the song itself, Boudlow Bryant and Felice Bryant, a wife and a husband team, wrote the song. They live right there in Nashville. They have written quite a few songs, like Hawkeye, Hey Joe, and...
Sure,
Blue Echo.
Very big hits.
There's quite a few. They had the song there at Acuff Rose since the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And they had shown it to a few artists there, but it never seemed to strike a bell with them.
Yes.
They showed it to us the day before we cut the session, and it just seemed to have everything we wanted out of the song.
Yes, well now, were you employed by the Cadence Record Company when you made this record, or did Wes Rose, who I believe is your manager... did he make this on a speculation basis, Phil, and then sell it to Archie Blyer?
No, we went to... Archie Blyer came down and we cut the session right in Nashville. We were directly with Cadence when we cut the session.
I see. You know, when this record was first sent out, Archie called me up from New York City and he said, Howard, I'm sending you a record. I don't know if you're going to like it or not, but I think it's great and I think it's going to be a tremendous hit. And in just 3 weeks' time, this record has become, I think, about the 15th or 18th best-selling record in the entire country.
When do you boys expect to get your first royalty check? And I bet you're looking forward to it, Phil.
We're looking forward to it. I think it'll come sometime soon. At least I hope so.
I'm sure that it will. And then, of course, you also know that I have booked your services through your manager, Mr. Wes Rose, to play a professional date here in concert in the city of Chicago on June 15th. We're certainly looking forward to it.
We are, too.
Now, Don, what do you think the future will hold for you fellas? Will you stick together as a brother team, as a multiple-voice group, or will you try to branch out as single performers?
Well, Phil and I have always worked as a duet ever since that I can remember, and it just wouldn't be right any other way.
I think that's a wonderful attitude. Phil, do you feel about the same way?
Well, yes, I don't feel like that I would want to do it any other way because harmony is everything to me. I mean, that's what I like.
Uh-huh. Who sings lead?
Don does.
And you come in on harmony, but frequently you can sing in unison, I presume, and style your voices that way.
We do things like that.
Well, as a matter of fact, let's listen to this record now, and I think it's with a confident prediction that I can say. This is the record. If it's not already number one in your local community, let's play it for the entire network now, and I presume it's going to be number one across the entire scope of the 48 states of these wonderful United States. Here are the Everly Brothers, their Cadence recording, Bye Bye Love.
Bye bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye from the romance that might have been. Bye bye. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die.
Those are the Everly Brothers, Don and Phil, who have been nice enough to stop in our studios of WBBM, Chicago CBS, where we've had the opportunity of not only meeting two fine boys, but also listening once again to a record we've played a number of times on the network already, called Bye Bye Love. We certainly want to thank you, Don and Phil. It's just swell having you here. And I think that there's no doubt about it, by the time you appear in concert at our great Civic Opera House here in the city of Chicago on the Howard Miller Show come Saturday night, June the 15th, this is unquestionably going to be the number one best-selling record in the entire country. So thanks again, boys. The very best of luck as you travel on your ways now with that great country and western guitar. We'll be looking forward to successive hits by two swell kids. Let me remind you now, to all of you, today, tomorrow, and forever, to enjoy Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, a product that you'll enjoy after meals, between meals, any time that you want something good, delightfully relaxing, and refreshing. Try Wrigley Spearmint, won't you? As a matter of fact, now, just taking the piece out of his mouth that he's got well chomped into, is Mr. Joe Foss, the star of CBS. This is Howard Miller turning things back over to the governor. Joe?
You've just heard the Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Join Howard with Jody Sands tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network. There's hilarious comedy and riotous romance tonight at 11 on Channel 2's Late Show. And Southern and Francho Tone star in Fast and Furious, an action-packed movie filled with mirth and mystery. When murder wins a beauty contest, anything can happen and does. For outstanding viewing pleasure, see Fast and Furious with Ann Southern and Francho Tone on WBBM-TV's Late Show at 11 tonight.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.